1 o'clock hour on a Friday. You know, that means it's time for Fan Club Friday here on Cody and Golden on 96.5 The Fan. Binks with me because he's been co-hosting the last 2 days. Cody will be back with me on Monday. We've got Drew producing as always. And how about Rob Brent, producer of The Drive, coming up at 2 o'clock, kind enough to stop by a little bit early today. I don't know when the last time we've had you
It's got to be more recently than you guys had the Jordan Lyles event. I was definitely in the studio for the Jordan Lyles event. That was
champagne. we don't have that quality stuff today, unfortunately. We don't have the puppies.
I definitely stopped by when you had puppies.
That was last September. Oh, wow. October.
You guys never have me on. That's what I've just learned.
We do need to talk to Wayside Waves and get the puppies back in here for a Fan Club Friday. That needs to happen again. That was a lot of fun.
Talk to Vinny. And Vinny,
I know.
Vinny's connected.
Absolutely. That's his charity.
I need a dog.
You need a dog?
You need a dog?
Have you had one before?
It's perfect.
I've had dogs, but I need it. My daughter just bought a new dog. She got a pit bull. Her and her husband.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Brand new pit bull, little baby pit bull.
Yeah.
I just need a dog.
Look, dogs, I'm buying. Dogs are the best.
Those dogs are 100% that they brought in.
Dogs are the best.
I want a big dog.
Yeah, dogs are the best. My dog I've had, I got her from a shelter, 10 years ago? She's 11 now. Best thing ever. Dogs are great. Rob,
my wife had the dog before she met me. She got a little COVID puppy, but then we started dating, so now it's our dog.
He's a little
4-year-old Shih Tzu. Yeah. Little 28-pound monster.
What kind of dog?
I'm like really enunciating it here. It's a little Shih Tzu. There you go.
Okay. You added a little in front of it.
Yeah, there you go.
A little Shih Tzu. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Although there's nothing little about him.
He's clean, dog.
Thinking of that, what are we drinking? Mm. Let's get a drink going here.
Oh yeah, that'll clean up the problems.
All right, so shot or no? You promised the fireball shot.
Oh yeah,
sorry. Our friends from Sazerac. Promise, that was why they brought it in, because you were all antsy earlier today. And they said, Bink, calm down, take a shot. So Bink's got some Fireball. Also a chocolate, from Four Hands, a chocolate milk stout. Rob, what do we have over for you today?
I have a Strange Days, local brewery. Okay. I have their Hazy IPA.
All right.
Strange Days is a good beer. I have a little bit of beef with Strange Days, because they host watch parties of a soccer team I dislike, so...
Chelsea or what?
No, I love Chelsea. They do Tottenham watch parties.
Tottenham.
Yeah, so
yeah, they open up like 6, 7 a.m.
This is from Strange Days Brewing. Now, you weren't here earlier, Rob, to hear the conversation, but Drew is afraid of clowns.
By the way, that's a totally normal fear.
But look, it's not like I like him, but he's terrified. I kid you not, I maybe should offer this up to you first.
It is called
Born to be a Bozo, and
there's
a Bozo the Clown on a motorcycle. Sure you don't want this one?
I'm sure.
It's an IPA, I believe. Yeah, double dry hopped IPA. You don't want this one, so what are you drinking then?
Well, I'm not drinking this, but this can is awesome.
You're not allowed to not drink. You got to have something.
No.
I got the show in 54 minutes, and I'm having a beer.
I've got the Fireball. I'm going to have the Fireball, but shout out to the Engine Oil American Stout.
Engine oil. Okay.
It looks like the Mobile One Pegasus horse. And I was like,
this is supposed to look like you're drinking oil.
This is pretty sick. So.
Yeah, cool can design. I've never tried this. Though. Born to be a Bozo. Very creative. Let's try this.
This chocolate milk stout is no joke.
7.2% on this one. What's yours running over there?
What do I got over here? I got a nice 6.3.
Okay.
I got 5.5.
But you also have the Fireball.
I do.
So I think you're good.
Why were you jonesing for Fireball today?
He wasn't. It's because if you listen yesterday, Bink was on fire yesterday.
I heard a lot of the drops.
A lot of drops. He was, I don't know. And today, he started off antsy again. And so somebody texted in our friends from Sazerac, said, hey, let's
mellow him out.
Let's get this guy a shot. And so they dropped off. They also dropped off some whiskey for old fashions next week and stuff.
There you go.
We can try these chips too before we talk chips. I got these in the mail today at work. We were in the middle of a break. They just dropped off a box. These are Nick Bolton's new chips. These are at stores, I guess, in the area.
I have not had it.
Old Vienna.
Oh, that's the company that did. Do you know Luther Burden?
Yeah,
it's
same
the same company.
Same company. So these are Nick Bolton's Honey Blaze Barbecue Ridged Potato Chips, all right? Mm. And if you're watching on the video stream, you can see, obviously, Nick Bolton's like, so none of us have tried these.
Old Vienna must be tied into the Mizzou NIL collective.
That's
big. That's what I'm learning.
All right, I'm gonna grab a couple chips here. We'll pass this thing around and let's try these. I haven't had them. I don't think any of us have had these yet. I'll wait till you get some.
I've had Red Hot Riplets. My roommate in college was from St. Louis, so before before the Burden stuff, I had the Riplets.
Oh yeah, these hit.
Wow, those are really good.
A little kick. The ridge.
I like the riplets better than this.
Good football, Drew. You want some chips?
No, these are. I mean, I would eat these.
You got. I didn't get a kick at the end. I got mostly. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah, at the end you get a little. Now I say a kick. It's not.
I got
overwhelming.
I was like, I definitely got the honey. I didn't get the blaze part. But
the blaze is the aftertaste. Yeah, it leaves it in your mouth.
It does. But
these are good.
They're real crispy, too. You bite into it, you can really hear that crunch.
I was told that Nick Bolton, like, sometimes you just slap your name on something. Oh, yeah. But I heard Nick Bolton actually went through the process and, like, came up with what they wanted really in the chip and everything. I actually like, you know, I'm usually not a spicy food guy. I like the little kick that's left over afterwards.
Have you guys ever had a Grippo's? Chips?
Grippo's?
Yes, I have.
These are a lot like Grippo's to me.
Like, that's they do the Louisiana chips. Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, I'm going back for some more.
I ate some special jalapeno edition chips last night.
KC-style.
Love jalapeno chips.
KC-style sweet and spicy flavored. I think they're just at
these
grocery
really
stores
good.
Around the area. They're out of Fenton, Missouri, is where these are.
That's a St. Louis suburb, I imagine.
Yeah, I believe that's right. Makes sense. It's old Vienna, St. Louis.
Right? Kettle chips are good.
Yeah,
I would buy a bag of those. Not bad at all.
What'd you make of Thursday Night Football? Did you watch last night, Rob?
So here's the thing with Thursday Night Football. The game was very unwatchable for about 30 to 45 minutes of football time. Not real time. Real time, it was like 2 hours of what are we doing? Like, Malachi Corley had the fumble. We had the sell the team chance. The Texans were doing literally nothing offensively. It was, for about 30 minutes of real football time, Michaels and Herb Street were just making fun of the game. And I felt the same way. So at halftime, I was in the basement. My wife was upstairs. And I came upstairs and I was like, I will happily take care of trick-or-treaters the rest of the night. I'm no longer interested in this game. I'll keep an eye on it on social media. It's like, I know what happened. But like, I've subjected myself to too many bad Thursday night games. And it feels like the NFL doesn't care because we're watching, but like the Thursday night football games is such a bad product. Like, outside of the opener, that doesn't really count. The Thursday night games are always a mess. It always feels like it's a slog. First team to 17 is going to win. Like, it had all the markings of a bad Thursday night game. So I ejected and helped hand out candy at a certain point because I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I stay away from fantasy football on Thursday nights. I hate Thursday.
Although, I benched Stroud ahead of time.
You and I
didn't think the Texans were going to play well. I thought the Jets were winning.
You and I love that point spread from the Jets.
Yeah.
I recommend Tulane. They played Charlotte last night. If you don't like Monday night football, Thursday night football, there's always college football.
If I'm not going to watch it, Thursday night football, I'm not watching
Tulane. Go watch some Biff Poggi.
I like the Tulane team.
That game was compelling last night, though, with the Texans and Jets. Like, going into it, there were storylines. Implications for the Chiefs. Now, I mean, the Texans, I think, done with the number one seed conversation.
That will come up on the show today. We actually are having that exact same conversation. Yeah. We actually, get a little peek behind the curtain. We're going to talk about how they are not in the same class as the Chiefs, Bills, or Ravens.
They don't look good. You just watch them. Stroud is not the same quarterback right now as he was a year ago. They can't protect him. We know about the receiver injuries.
Yeah.
And he hasn't elevated the guys around him the way you would expect a guy like Stroud to do. Because I don't think CJ Stroud suddenly stinks, but he is not playing like what most people thought was a top 5 to 7 quarterback in the league after last year.
Being sacked 8 times. I mean, I thought it was a test game. Called it earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, see what you can do. See what you can do with less talent. If you got guys hurt, can you adapt? Can the coaching staff adapt to what you have? Will you run the ball more? Do shorter passes? You're getting sacked 8 times. You got to do something. I expected more from the Jets. Pass defense than rushing the quarterback that we saw last night. But a nice test game. And I wanted to see the Jets get false hope. People would actually start buying into them again.
I said on the show yesterday, and Bink, and actually Drew, you'll appreciate this too. We called it CJ Stroud, show us you're that guy kind of game. Because at Ohio State, I saw this game before. It's called the Georgia playoff game. CJ Stroud lost. It's called a game in Ann Arbor. CJ Stroud lost. Yeah. It's called playing against Michigan with the national title in line in Columbus. CJ Stroud lost. It was show me if you're that guy, CJ. And in college, he constantly lost that game. And I'm like, well, maybe it's Ryan Day. No. Last night, he showed exactly what he is. He's a good quarterback. He is probably the best quarterback in that draft class. But he's not the Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen level yet. And I don't know that he's going to elevate to that level. He can still be good, but I don't know he's he's in that conversation type of guy every year. He's more Brock Purdy than he is Josh Allen in the quarterback tiers.
That's why I'm looking at the Denver-Baltimore game this weekend, the test game. Is Bo Nix really legit? I mean, he's 3-1 on the road. Let's see what happens. Go play Baltimore.
Isn't it hard to judge Bo Nix, though, because of the – if he puts up 300 yards, the Ravens defense stinks. So I think it's hard to say, yeah, Bo Nix is that guy.
Yeah, but Bo Nix,
if he does that, though,
but
to me,
I would say, maybe this is unfair to the Broncos. The perception in town is the Broncos are fake. Like, yep. they're a fake 5-3. I know
they're going to lose three or four.
They're
going to
lose. They're going to lose some games. And they still might make the playoffs because the NFL widened the playoffs. And basically everyone makes it. Woohoo. Everyone's in. But Chiefs fans look at the Broncos and they say, huh? Like, they beat the Jets, but it was like 10-7 on a sloppy, nasty day. They beat the Bucks. That is a legitimate good win. Good job by them. They've beaten the Panthers and they've beaten the Saints. And I'm forgetting their fifth win. But it's the Raiders. So I think Chiefs fans and most NFL fans look at the Broncos and go, okay, well, great. You got five wins. Who cares? So you're right. Bo Nix will have nice numbers because everyone has nice numbers on the Ravens. But if they win that game, it's a little bit of a perception change of, oh.
Might have to take them a little more seriously.
Correct.
I don't
know if they're a Super Bowl team, but it's more serious than your schedule-driven
Chiefs
game.
Five-game lead over the Ravens in the AFC.
Yeah, like, take them seriously to make the playoffs. Because as of right this second, I think, even though the Broncos, Ravens, and Chargers are the teams occupying the final three playoff spots, I think the Ravens will be in. Yeah. I think the Chargers are going to get in, and I have the Colts. The question is basically, do you think the...
I mean, I'm not saying Joe Flacco's bad. He was playoff team last year, but he's 47 years old, so betting on him is... it's not a bad bet, but it's...
After the Vikings game on Sunday, their schedule eases up. They're all kind of toss-up games. Flacco is a massive upgrade. I'm also... I admitted this earlier, like... I also believed in the Colts preseason. I had them as a playoff team. So I thought the roster was good. Richardson's been bringing them down, I think.
I agree.
Joe Flacco, I think, elevates them. I don't think that happens Sunday night, though. Like, I think the Vikings will be able to blitz
the hell
out of them.
On a long week, too. You know what? See, if it's a schedule-driven game with, like, hey, who to watch out for, the Bengals are the team to watch out for if it's schedule-driven. Because I know they have some terrible team this week.
Raiders.
Yeah, exactly. They have the Raiders this week, and next week they have the Ravens. But then after that, it really softens up for the Bengals. They still have the Browns at home. I know they have the Steelers still, but I'm not a Steelers believer
at all. But does it soften up if you yourself just aren't a good team? You know what I mean? Like,
here's the thing, though.
Like, we look at them against, I don't know if they play them, but let's say they were playing the Colts. I wouldn't say it softens up. I think they're just like the Colts.
I'll say this. We pulled the stats. Of the 4 years that they've had the expanded playoffs, by 2020 they moved to the seven teams. At week eight in every season of the expanded playoffs, there is a sub 500 team that ends up being a playoff team. So the math would indicate that there is a team right now in the NFL that is sub 500 that will be playing playoff football. Now, will they be playing playoff football and winning? I don't know. So you kind of look through the teams. Maybe the Jets are that team.
Jets,
I don't know.
It's going to be the Jets, not Cincy, which would be hilarious.
Cincy, like those. It's not going to be the Raiders. We can rule them out. They're an absolute dumpster fire. Like, and these are going through the teams. Maybe the Dolphins on the two is back. Maybe the Bengals. Maybe the Jets. But, like, that's the grouping. Historically, one team is making the playoffs, if not more, that's sub 500 right now.
Seven teams make it. The Bengals sit as the ninth seed.
Yeah, they're right there.
If the Bengals make the playoffs as the seventh seed, they will be playing the Chiefs in Arrowhead in the divisional round.
So you think they're beating the Bills? Because the Bills are going to be the two seed?
Yes,
or the Steelers,
because the Bengals have done nothing but beat the Bills when they've played them. Josh Allen has been bad against the Bengals.
They would lose the Bills, but they could beat the Steelers. I'm selling my Steelers stock.
Yeah, I don't believe in the Steelers either, but how could you possibly sit here with your team with three wins and say, if we make it, we could just definitively beat the two seed? As if nothing matters in the regular season.
They will play the Chiefs in Arrowhead in the divisional round.
That requires Cincinnati to win a playoff game.
I understand. That's what I'm saying.
He has been drinking.
What was the percentage on that? Was that 58%? What was that?
Fireball or you get the whole bucket?
Only have one.
And the fireball.
There's 20 in here or you're not supposed to have more than two.
By the way, do you remember this is going to make me sound bad.
I've had one sip.
You remember the old school fireball bucket that had the little spigot at the bottom?
Oh, you can pour it?
That was a time, man.
Oh, my God.
That was way better than this monstrosity.
We just need some ice in this bad boy, all right?
I think I just saw a clown out there. You probably had those
11 a.m. You're in college. KU's going to go get beat games, but I'm going to pour from the spigot at 8 a.m. Let's go.
What did you guys drink in college?
Who the two seed is, they will beat the two seed.
What was your college drink?
It doesn't matter who they face now. The Cincinnati is that good as a seventh seed. They're going to win.
They make the playoffs.
I think it doesn't matter who they play.
It doesn't matter because it's not going to be the Chiefs. They will win that game.
Okay.
Oh. What'd you drink in college, by the way? I'm curious what your go-to was in college.
Admiral Nelson in freshman year. Admiral Nelson was the rum, the cheap rum when I was a freshman in college. Do they make that still?
Probably. I'm trying to think liquor-wise what it was. It was, what's the knockoff Jack Daniels? It has the two names. Evan Williams.
Evan Williams.
Mm-hmm. Evan Williams was the Evan Williams was the liquor of choice. Beer, I was a...
I was a PBR guy.
Yep, that was a PBR guy. I was like...
I was Keystone, I think, at that in college.
Keystone is like the knockoff Coors Light, and Coors Light has never moved me in those
directions. I never really did the Natty Light. It was always PBR or...
I think Natty Light turned into a thing when I was in college, maybe a little bit later on.
And I actually don't mind. Like, a PBR, like, if you go to a place and you're at a dive bar and it just is cheap, I'll still have a PBR.
Yeah, I'm not... As much as I'm an adult and I can enjoy a nice, hoppy IPA, which is good, by the way. Thank you, Strange Days. But, I am not a turn my nose up guy. Last weekend I went out for Halloween. Like, we had some friends, went to a Halloween party, we were at a bar, watched the KU game, having a great time.
Bink doesn't like you for that.
You know what? I was like, I'm going to be here for a minute. I'll drink Busch Light on draft. Something special. I'm not above it.
I dressed as somebody. I really
don't. 100%.
Bink is anti-couple. Bink is anti-couples of getting dressed up.
I was dressed. I mean, it was the lowest level of dressed. I had a red balloon and I wore a raincoat. I was Georgie from It, and my wife was the monster It.
Perfect. That would scare the hell out of Drew.
Drew is terrified. Drew's terrified.
I don't want anything to do with it.
I see a clown out behind that tree.
I so badly want somebody to sneak into the producer room and slowly open the door and peek their head in as a clown just to hear Drew scream.
I think he's watching us.
There'd be an expletive probably thrown out. I'm just saying.
Why are you anti-couple costumes? It's like the thing
it's
now.
It's a terrible take.
Patrick Mahomes and his wife do it every year.
He was a zookeeper.
Bill Belichick and his girlfriend. That's an epic photo.
He was fishing for a mermaid, apparently.
Yeah. My point is, it's become more of a couple's holiday. Like a Valentine's. It's still very close to Valentine's Day because people aren't dressing spooky. They're dressed like a damn mermaid or
Tin
Man.
You know what I think has actually happened to Halloween is I think people that are me and Gold's age, we dressed up and went to the bars from like the minute we were like, we're not bars, like it was dressed up as a kid, and then we got old enough to like go to a party and we dressed and went to a party, and then we didn't want the good times to end. So it's like, hey, me and my girlfriend, me and my wife, me and my SO. And now the thing I saw populate my social media feed, my Facebook and Instagram yesterday was young parents. They're like, the whole family's dressed up. Like, sure. I think it's just like the evolution of our age range was like, yeah, I'm not quitting this.
Everybody
has
to put their costume on Twitter.
I've got a comp, and it might be a bad comp, but Bink, do you like Dave and Buster's?
I'm excited for this comp. This would be interesting.
Actually, actually, if you're drunk, it's fun.
Dave and Buster's Dave and Buster's is the couples and celebrating Halloween. When we were kids, we liked Chuck E. Cheese. It's a kid.
Ooh, Dave and Buster's
is a kid's Chuck E. Cheese.
You probably still like Chuck E. Cheese, to be honest with you.
We love Halloween as little kids and doing all this stuff. This is an excuse for us as adults to get excited for Halloween.
Back in my day,
and we've had
not a bad comp.
I like that, actually.
Not a bad comp. The only pushback I would have is like the adult version of that is just called something called a casino. But yes.
There are tiers. Like, I could see, like, if you're,
if you want to get your fix of playing Papa Shot as an adult while drunk, this is the place to be.
Sure, mm-hmm. But kids can go to Dave and Buster's, too.
Yes. Yeah, it's not adult only.
I think the alcohol... Halloween. It's not like kids can't do Halloween. I agree.
That's what I'm saying with Bink. It's not as if the kids are no longer dressing up. Mm-hmm. Both.
No, but
parents are getting involved
it's
with their
still
kids.
A kid's what happens to the ghosts? What happens to the goblins? I don't need Jake from State Farm coming from a 5-year-old.
I like
candy.
The Jake from State Farm. A, I don't do scary, and B, it shows a little creativity.
I'm not into charity either. I'm not into giving free stuff. What are we teaching the kids to go to doors to get free stuff? What the hell are we teaching the children?
Well, that's the get off my lawn tape.
Yeah,
back in my day, we didn't dress up, man.
Back in my day, he had to throw that in there. You didn't say that yesterday, man.
You didn't dress
back
up.
Back in my day, sooner than 05 gold.
As a kid, you never dressed up for Halloween?
I told you one time I took a jack-o'-lantern and I cut it out. I put it on my head. A pumpkin. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a lot of money. But I didn't play dress up. I handed candy out to the kids because it used to be about the kids, not the couples.
You keep saying like play
this
dress up like this.
You
keep saying play dress up like it's this masculine thing or whatever. Yeah. It's Halloween, okay? Yeah. You're acting like it's like, oh, I'm too tough of a guy to dress up on Halloween. Come on, Bink.
Also, there's a gray area between kids and couples. People dressed up as like single adults, like. I was 24. I went to the Halloween parties. I was dressed up. It wasn't like a this is couples only type of party. Like there's a gray area in there.
Someone says 913-586-7965. Our 2-year-old was a minion. You gonna give him bleep, Bink?
hell are you doing dressing your 2-year-old as a minion?
Oh, yeah, that's the minion.
That's great.
Monster, a goblin, or a Frankenstein,
and
or something.
That whole series is popular.
Mink, that series is hilarious.
That's a good
Despicable Me. That's great.
It's not spooky.
Why? Halloween used to be about scary.
Frankenstein, Dracula, that kind of stuff, you know? Ghosts, goblins, clowns.
I don't need 500 scream masks at my door on Halloween. I like a little bit of mix and match, a little different.
The only mask I ever had was the Friday the 13th, Jason.
Uh-huh.
Kill. I was flipping through channels, and it was after the game, and Friday the 13th, the original was on. And I was like, leave the room! Don't just stay there! Don't stay there! Mm-hmm. He's going to kill you. And he did. He literally killed, like, everybody but one person. Like, it's so predictable, too.
Such an odd Halloween
take. Like, don't answer that phone.
Oh, this was yesterday.
You want it to be spooky?
This was yesterday.
That's a moving target.
It needs to be kids, but it also needs to be spooky. And
Your criteria is too stiff.
I would give it 2 years before you're buying a Halloween card for people and buying orange flowers for
Nobody's
your
Nobody's buying Halloween cards. You're making that up.
I think Hallmark will sink their teeth in this bad boy. The way it's trending.
It is the month of Hallmark Christmas.
You're about to be a star now, aren't you?
Yeah, he is.
Acting 29 days away from stardom.
Acting debut, yeah. It's coming up, end of the month.
Can you tell us if you're in this? Have you seen the sneak preview?
I don't know if I made the final cut. I'll find out with everybody.
Do you know or are you just not saying?
No, I really don't know.
Do you get an exclusive, like, hey, you get to see it early type deal?
No, I don't get anything.
I
got paid already.
Well, I mean, that's something.
I got paid. There's two scenes where I might be in the background walking.
Did you make love with anybody?
I have two scenes where I was walking in the background.
Hallmark movies, everybody makes love.
Yeah, the two main stars. People drop on the street and they just,
just walking down Independence Center, or whatever it was called there. We filmed that.
The little city square? Or
city square. Did you have any beer at that Three Charles like I told you?
I did talk to them. The good stuff over there. I did not have any beer while we were filming, if that's what you're asking. But yeah, I've been
there
before.
I had to go over there to get my marriage license. It's nice. It's
at the brewery?
No, not the brewery. But I did. Yeah. There's a bar.
I got married in Vegas. It was open 24 hours. You went to Independence to get your marriage license?
Yeah, because I got married in Missouri. So you got to go.
That's right, you did. That had to kill you too.
I got married in Missouri.
That's a great wedding, by the way. And it was the cash bar. Like Rob knows what to do.
I know the game.
Yeah,
Vern didn't have one either. Vern like free beer. Like
I heard you were trashing Vern yesterday. By the way,
here's the thing with Vern. Vern and I were hired on the same day. I love Vern. Vern's a great guy. But I'm saying he walked around here and he wouldn't date anybody. He was totally against everything. They had to convince him if Mike Moustakas hit 300, which really seemed like a stretch. But he goes on the show, he gets engaged, gets married. Wasn't he the zookeeper, by the way, speaking of that? Gets married, great woman, but he wouldn't have even done it if it wasn't for Moose hitting 300. Vern went around here for the longest time being a loser. He's lost all his damn hair.
That sounds
too,
like making fun of Vern.
Marriage. Well, he also dropped
calling
the hot dog.
Calling him a loser and saying he has no hair seems a little bit more than just here's
he
the deal.
He dropped a hot dog on his Dockers and had a wiener stain the whole game. And he's holding my notebook over his pants because it had a wiener stain on his pants.
That's all right, Rob. Yesterday, Bink told Drew that he should enjoy marriage now because he's getting divorced. Surprised he didn't tell you that. You haven't been married for a year. I'm surprised he hasn't told you it's already over, too.
5 years.
So rude. So rude,
just,
Bink.
Always going to build in a timeline, Bink. Just, that's wild.
It's the in thing to do.
Up next, if Rob wants to hang around for a few...
Yeah, you hop on the dating app, say previously married.
We'll talk about that. Okay, we'll get it. Rob will hang out for a few more minutes, and he's got to finish up things for his show with Carrington. But we've got more of the Fan Club Friday next. Back here, Fan Club Friday. Cody Ingold, Alex Gold, Jay Binkley. Drew Nixon with you. We got Rob Brennan from The Drive hanging out with us as well. Drinking a couple, a good variety, I guess. We had some Fireball. We've got some drinks from Strange Days Brewing Company. We had some chips dropped off from Old Vienna, St. Louis, which is the Honey Blaze Nick Bolton Honey Blaze Barbecue Chips. Those are pretty good. Had some more of those during the break as well. Bink, your mic is not on.
There are beers from the fridge. You never know what you're going to get. But are actually very
how
good.
How drunk are you over there? You're not turning your mic on anymore. Are you all right?
I don't like the side.
Have you had the whole Fireball?
Actually, I've never trusted anybody on the side. That's why I've always said over there.
I sit on this side for a reason.
I have trust issues on this side.
Yeah, thinking of trust issues, run this by Rob, because... It's another married man, at least in part of this equation, to go with Drew, since you and I are both single.
Thank goodness it's not a 1v2 or a 1v1, I guess.
You hear that, ladies? Alex and I are single. There's supposed to be ladies in here today, too, by the way.
Do you guys have a big female listenership? Is that
huge?
No, they hate me.
with the tour guide community, actually. With the tour guide community.
They let me know yesterday in text line they hate me, but they like gold.
You got a text. We got a text on the text line yesterday from someone that said their friend had matched with Bink on a dating app, which, yeah, nice.
Congratulations.
But they messaged and said, she's done with you.
Oof.
Never again after listening to this show. This was yesterday.
Yikes. So the girl clearly had told her friends what you do.
So let me ask you.
Bad judgment that don't like good taste.
And we've talked about this before, that I've gone on multiple first dates where the person has admitted they have listened to the show ahead of time. Like, we would match on Tinder or Hinge.
Tinder?
I'm just throwing it.
Power swiping.
Hinge or whatever. No, I don't use Tinder anymore. Uh-huh. But like, I'm just naming
the generic one.
Anyway, point being,
Farmers Only.
They would
admit. What are you laughing about? I use that all the time. The milk section. Milkers.
My gosh.
Yo, I'm not coming on this show. I get why you guys don't have me on anymore.
Do you like my tractor, baby?
I get why you guys don't have me on. I don't know how you can be part of this.
Oh, goodness. That they said they had listened to the show before. So my question for you, with your now wife, I remember how you guys met, but had she listened to you on the show before you guys started really talking?
She had. I told her what I did when we met. We met on the app.
Which app?
Bumble.
Yeah. So she messaged you first.
Messaged me first.
That's always good.
That's how that app works. Yeah. We were messaging, and I was like conversating. Hey, what do you do? And I told her what I did, and she was like, "That's cool." At the time, she's now since told me, I didn't understand what your role is, because it's different. Me and Drew's job is different. When you say I produce the afternoon show, it was then 6:10. It was like, cool. It was AM radio and I was the producer. So she was like, I don't know what any of that means. Now, her stepdad, after we went on a date, hey, I'm on this date with this guy who, again, it was 6:10 at the time, works at 6:10. He knew who I was, but she had no concept.
Yeah, her family seemed to really know who you were.
They were sports listeners. Yeah, they're sports listeners, but she was like, oh, cool, whatever. And then eventually, it became a bit. We would go on dates and she'd be like, so she would intentionally mess with me. She's like, shit, so have you ever, talk to Patrick Mahomes? But yes, he's on the show every week. Just made me mad. So she never listened ahead of time, but she had family who did, in fact, know.
Okay. I was always so excited to come home, my ex-wife, and say, man, Bobby Bowden today. She knew who the hell he was. And so I was like, I'm talking to nobody. I might as well talk to a wall. That's why he dumped her ass. If she doesn't know who Bobby Bowden is,
oh my
God.
Knowing who Bobby Bowden is a little.
Don't let that door hit you where the good Lord splits you.
I mean, that's a little niche. I mean, it's one thing to come home and be like, hey, I talked to Andy Reid today. Oh, okay, cool. Bobby Bowden.
I had no clue you talked to Bobby Bowden before.
Oh, I made it known, ladies.
What a weird flex.
It was a deep answer.
That's the world's worst flex. I've talked to Bobby Bowden. Terry's dad.
You know how many people now, if you want to, they wouldn't know who the hell he is?
No, they wouldn't. It's why I have a problem with women sometimes. It's this
comedy. He also,
my tractor, baby.
Rob, he also mentioned yesterday, he blamed Drew, Cody, and I for him losing a
best
girlfriend
girl ever.
Or just girl you were talking to?
Months I went out with
he
her
blamed
because
us
of you guys.
Because he came on the show and we have our camera set up.
Obviously.
And Bink was chewing on camera.
Did she not know
he
dipped?
And he lied to her and told her he wasn't chewing. Yeah. And he blamed us. Isn't that
she
on him?
She saw my log. The chew log.
We're not doing this again.
No, but she saw it.
Yeah, but why'd you lie? At that point, you got to know you're cold found.
But I told her, it's like, when I do radio, I do this, but I don't have any cavities, so bite me.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the way you said it was problematic.
You need to move from the dip to a nice Zen.
How come you haven't upgraded to
Baker Mayfield?
Different nicotine choice. Everybody's on the Zen pouches or whatever it is. And there's
back in my day, we choose Copenhagen, and we liked it, and I still do.
But nobody would really know you're using the Zen as much.
Yeah, Zen is way.
You won't have anything stuck in your teeth or anything.
Shortcut stuff gets all over my teeth. Long cut, not so much.
It's a pouch.
Drew, you want a pen?
No.
Have you chewed yet?
No.
Zen's pouch.
Oh, never mind.
You always try something new.
913-586-7965. Bink! You used to date my wife's boss.
Oh, here we go.
I won't mention her name. Missing you being happy. You two were the best couple. You see the name. I'm not going to say her name on the air.
Is she still single?
Oh, are you interested in getting back together, Bink?
I mean, I do like the mom.
Her name's Robin. Were you her Batman?
I don't remember that.
What is happening on this show? This is why our 2 o'clock listenership is so terrible. You guys kill it.
You know, that's not true. We're a hell of a lead-in for you guys. Strongest lead-in you guys have had since you've been doing the show.
I don't remember this, but she's still single.
Why even do a take it to? Just wait until 2:30. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
You know, people are guessing Bink's alcohol level right now.
Yeah, what are you? Bink's got to be a .12 off like the Milker's comment. The Milker's comment was uncalled for. The Milker's comment was, yeah.
The Milker's comment was wild. I mean, come on.
Hey, if a woman can milk some teats, she's good.
Good Lord.
I might just mute the mic. If I could, because Bink can turn it back on.
Bink.
You know, try it sometime. Bink, are you going to be employed by the time Fan Football Show goes on the air?
Good chance, no.
I mean, people were worried yesterday. I said, oh, you made it till Friday. They're not going to fire you on a Friday, so you're good. You made it till at least Monday.
Actually, that's when they fire people.
I know. I was telling that, too. Friday's the big fire day.
No joke. We had a conversation with somebody in the building about this. They can't fire you on a Friday for something, like, unless you actually like did something really, really bad.
So I could act up?
You're good. You're good till Monday. They'll fire you Monday.
There's a level. I mean...
They're not going to fire you on a Friday.
If you go full Whitlock, they might fire you on a Friday.
They don't want to. Yeah, Bink will just lock himself in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are stuck.
I'll just turn my mic off. I'm not talking Farmers Only while Bink goes down in flames.
I'm still wondering where the ladies are.
Based on how you're talking, they're running away, Bink.
You promised me ladies. I want to do a double date with Gold. So I'm looking for a couple of...
What Northland location are you willing to go to, Gold? Because God knows Bink's not leaving the Northland for anything.
Bink's going to try to get me to go to a Northland Chili's and hope that somebody meets us there.
Chili's the spot.
It really is.
Actually, Chili's is like a very trendy spot now because, like, have you guys seen on TikTok?
Yeah.
No.
Like, a whole wave of TikTokers, like the 21, 22-year-olds, just found out about Chili's, and they all rave about it.
I don't think I've ever been laid going to Chili's.
It's the giant mozzarella sticks.
I don't mean to put the business out on that. Is your wife still working there?
She is not.
Okay. My bad. At one point, she was.
They closed a bunch of Applebee's, by the way.
RIP.
Mac liked Applebee's. Mac loved Applebee's. Always talking about it. Bet he's pissed.
What do you mean he was always talking about it? How often?
Every time I was in here with him, Mac's talking about Applebee's. Notice he's not here, right? What closed this week?
He was off today for whatever reason.
He's pissed.
I'm going to send him a text right now that asks him if he's. I'm going to ask
always
him if he's
talking
mad.
Applebee's.
Bink, the double date, if we did that, the only way I would do that is if we had it mic'd up and recorded for show content. That's the only way I would do it.
I would go watch.
I think I would too. You mean a Northland Quick Trip? I have taken a lady to the Fast and Fresh, the Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh.
What did that look like?
It was like 2 summers ago.
Meet me at the gas station because they have everything.
Nathan's hot dogs on a roller. Any kind of drink you want.
They have the ice cream sandwiches
are very, very underrated.
They don't have tables though, do they?
They had one. They had one that we could share with other people. But
so you just sit at the grocery store.
I could get some chews, some beer, some everything. But I took her to Fast and Fresh because I thought this: if she likes this, this is a keeper. If she thinks I'm an idiot, she's not a keeper.
I'm a firm believer.
She thought I was dating.
Don't overextend yourself on date one. Well, yeah. Like, if you're a beer and watch a game kind of guy, which is, you know, most of us probably, do that type of energy on a first date. Don't be like, you know what? I'm taking you to 801 Chop House. That's a terrible first date.
Exactly. Don't set expectations.
I get the logic, but I think you set it way too low.
If she likes that, that's a keeper, man.
There's a balance. I'm with you, Rob. I've said this. I'm not taking you on a first date to the nicest place, but we're also like no disrespect, but I'm also not going to an Applebee's on a first date.
No, there's levels.
There's levels to it.
Wait, that being said, me and Max, we need to use.
There's also
Drew.
First date was at Applebee's.
Drew's wife. They met there.
The first date was at Applebee's.
I'm telling you guys, man, it's good luck.
Were you in Pensacola? No, I was in college.
I was in Indianapolis.
College is different. College budget changes the game.
I can't be 33 years old.
Yeah, no.
When you're 20 or 21, nobody can. You're good.
Also, 100%. Bink.
It's also a deep answer, right?
Bink. Applebee's? Applebee's.
You gotta stop
here.
Saying deep answer. It just sounds so weird coming from your mouth there. It's like, ugh.
Applebee's is here. Hy-Vee?
Hy-Vee delivers beer. I am all about Hy-Vee.
It's the gas station.
It's the Hy-Vee grab and go.
He's not going to Market Grill.
They're very good gas stations. You tell me where you can find Nathan's hot dogs on a roller. I'm waiting.
I mean, if you go to Bucky's.
I'm still waiting.
Bucky's? Okay. I'd be like, Bucky's is in town. Hey, that's. I can see that. Like, there's 700 things to do, but. The Fast and
Beaver
Fresh.
Beaver Nuggets.
You take them to the Fast and Fresh, man. It's where you meet them. If they like it, you know, you got to keep
honestly,
her, man.
Like, the new in vogue thing is those, like, cocktail bars. Like, those, like, fancy, like, little speakeasy ones around town. That's
sure.
the move now.
Yeah, the there's one in Park Place that I've got on a couple days post-dinner before.
I know exactly.
The night we got engaged, we went there. It's expensive. No, this is a real, it's an actual bar.
But it's
high-end cocktails. Mm-hmm. It's a very cool atmosphere.
Yep. Little patio area.
Yeah, you're spending way too much money on dates for high-end cocktails. Give a lady a natural light.
I don't go there for a first date.
No, but like that's on a couple dates.
If it's our third date, we'll get dinner. There's Bamboo Pennies right there, and we'll go to Verdigris. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
When do you get lucky? Yeah. Third date, you get lucky. Second date.
All right, guys, I'm gonna get out of here. So it's been a lot of fun. I gotta go for the show.
You don't get to leave, Rob. You don't get to leave yet. I'll stick around for this.
I got the show in 15, so I'm assuming
your show's done already.
I think first date's acceptable.
Yes, it is done, but you know, there's always screws to tighten up when this is happening.
Mm-hmm. Talk Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Talk Chiefs.
Gold, I am curious. So you mentioned like those spots. Is there a if you don't want to answer, that's fine. Is there a certain spot like rotation that you go through for the dates? Like this is a spot, like a first date spot, typically always is this place.
I had a rotation when I was
like, there's
dating.
Certain places that I'm comfortable going. Like, yeah, there's four or five places.
Okay.
Yeah. Not the same every time. But, yeah, there's definitely a few, like, whether the place we just mentioned or there's a few other things, like, you can do, you know, that are more, like, activity-oriented, if that makes sense. Like,
there's, like, a vibe. These spots are first date-ish based on the vibe. It's cultivating. I get what you're saying. Like, mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I took a date bowling once because of Fesco.
Bowling would be a good day.
You took her there, but we were all there too.
I know.
So well, that was a little. You took her on a first date to be around all your coworkers.
She was hot, wasn't she? So hold on. I just wanted you to see what I could pull.
That was the first date.
Yeah. It's one thing to take her to Folling. I don't think Folling's a bad date.
Not when they're coworkers.
Fun activity. There's a bar. I get it.
My coworkers, man. I'm going to introduce them.
Big said you wanted to show. You just said that you wanted to show us what you could pull.
Yes.
We've got an update on the earlier text. You asked the question, is she still single? This is it. Bink confirmed. The lady's name, I won't say on air, is still single.
Hell yeah. You guys
should hook Bink blank back up. By the way, I said, already did say her name. So, yeah, her name's Robin because I made the Batman joke.
I don't remember that person, though.
Hmm. You don't remember her?
No, I don't. It's been so many.
Yeah, you waited so long.
You just ruined it.
Yeah, what are you doing? That could have been your date this weekend.
Could have faked it.
Be like Anthony. Don't be like Anthony Richardson. Fake it. Lie about it.
Well, I mean, you know.
That Batman Robin joke was bad. We didn't really talk about it, but it was pretty bad. We were all enjoying it.
It was a dad joke.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Can't get over Fast and Fresh.
Seriously though, Rob.
There's one table.
But there is. But the thing about it is, they have the best ice cream sandwiches, so it looks like you thought about this in advance. Nathan's hot dogs are delicious.
You go in there, but there's a drink for everything. Was Sam's Club busy that day, and you couldn't take her to get the dollar, you know, chicken bake?
I've done that too.
Oh my God.
No, you haven't.
You went to get her a slice of pizza and an icy?
You guys forget, I've been married twice.
No, I haven't
never married. Rob, you're still on one, and Drew, you're still on one.
I still like it.
I got married in Las Vegas, damn it.
I feel like that's a precursor.
Could you imagine if Bink was in Vegas with us this past weekend? I don't even know what you'd be doing. Would you have gone out to the pool, or would you have just sat in the Kino Hall?
Those panties
would have
been just flying off my balcony.
Said I couldn't leave earlier. So.
If you want,
Rob, we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Rob Brendan from The Drive, ladies and gentlemen.
Holy crap.
You'll hear him in about 12 minutes with Carrington.
Talking about
the exact same things.
Talk Chiefs.
Oh, my God.
Mate, you are on something, man.
I just prefer Fast and Fresh.
You barely even taken a sip out of that stuff over there.
You know what's funny is I was leaving Fast and Fresh. I'm almost done with this Fireball.
Are you done?
Yeah.
You're supposed to take it as a shot, right?
I was leaving Fast and Fresh, and somebody said, you do go to here. Some listener saw. I said, you do? I said, yeah. I'm honest with what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Holy crap.
What are you doing this weekend? What's everybody up to?
That may be a dangerous question.
I'm quite about as much as you, Alex.
Not a whole lot of plans this weekend. I was in Vegas all last weekend, so not as busy this weekend at all. laying low. I'm going to watch some college football tomorrow. And then, like you said, Sunday there's no Chiefs game. But as far as like actual things planned, I'm not sure. I'll probably go out tonight a little bit. But
are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go out tonight. Because I work out at night.
Where are you going?
Oh, nice.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Lee Subman.
That's right. Till 8, 9?
6 to 8.
6 Price to 8.
Till 9. Maybe have some Buffalo Wings and talk to some ladies.
I'm sure they're all flocking there now after your last 30 minutes.
Lee Summit ladies love me.
Are you feeling some type of way because you are really I'm not going to say desperate, but you're wanting to get after it.
I am single.
There's a word for that, Drew.
Who's more desperate, me or Alex?
By the way that these two shows have gone, there is no doubt who the answer is to that, you, Bink.
I'm not desperate at all. We had a very good weekend. We're good. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Go. Come on, man. You do exactly what I do on the weekend. You watch football, drink beer, and wish you had a woman.
No, I'm good.
I think Gold is content right now with what he's got.
Nothing?
You want something more.
Yeah, I do.
You should. You know what, Bing? I got some advice for you. You should start going on tours more. Mm. You never know who you'll meet. You should go on tours more.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You never know.
You should go to concerts. And look at their moms. I've done this.
My goodness.
They had a Montana concert.
Yes, I know what the word is.
Jonas Brothers back in the day.
Text line. I'm trying to avoid saying the word. I'm sure I can say it. I don't think that's a problem. But
of course
you
can say.
Do you want to have a pleasurable weekend, Bink?
Of course. Who doesn't?
There's a greater chance that it does result in some pleasure. You got to be you have to tone it down a little bit, Bink. I think just tone it down a little.
I think I do just fine with the ladies.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying based on how these two shows have gone.
Yeah, my goodness.
It's been a little reckless.
Here's text 913. Gold, my mama's still single. Do you want to be my new dad?
It's the same person.
We've gotten these texts before.
I will.
Think you are. No, text line. Actually, you know, I think you've matched your level of unhinged from yesterday today, but it's for a different reason. You have been unhinged the last 2 days, Bing.
Well, you set me up on a tee.
No, we did not.
If you have me talking Chiefs, I'll talk Chiefs. You want me to talk date? I'll talk date. Like, taking my love advice is...
Bink is thirsty. That's another word
thirsty,
we can use.
That's thirsty. Mm-hmm. Oh, my heavens.
At least I don't pay my women like Alex does do. In Vegas.
I'll be honest.
Drew can back this up.
I will be honest. After hearing the story, Bink, the level of interest from the beginning seemed to not be on Gold's end.
Mm-hmm.
Gold was obliging.
Yeah, Gold didn't bring ladies. He brought Rob.
Bink, you could have brought ladies. That was the whole point of yesterday's show.
I waited for Alex to do it. Oh, I got Rob. Where's the ladies? We had to settle for Britain.
How are we going to explain? I don't know if Cody's listening to a second. I hope he has because he's been on vacation, I guess, in this aspect. But how are we going to recap this next week for
There is no recap. There is no recap.
Talk Chiefs.
Well, it will be game day on Monday. It'll be game day.
Plenty of Chiefs talk.
That's the other thing. You know, the fact that there was no Chiefs game heading into the weekend. That's what led to this.
There were no game picks.
Game picks.
Come out to Lee Summit tonight. Let's talk some football, ladies.
You promise to actually talk football?
Of course I will. I don't mess around on those shows, man. I stick straight to football.
You got
talk.
It out of your system during this show.
I don't know if Mitch would like that.
Mm-hmm. You got a lot out of your system. The last 2 days.
It's one way to put it, Drew. One way to put it.
Mm. People are worried about you on the text line, Pink.
I'm not having a meltdown.
Hang in there, man. Thanks for filling in the last couple days.
I gotta go see my therapist.
I appreciate you filling in for Cody.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it. It's a good time.
It's been fun.
Yeah, interesting.
It's been an adventure. Oh, wow. It's been an adventure. Hope you guys all have a great weekend. Back at it on Monday right here on 96.5 The Fan.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.